Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the 16th and penultimate programme in this our third and final series of Malta Memories. Memories created in Malta and Gozo by ordinary people and in the main, ordinary events, a social history. And this week I shall be travelling through the second half of 1988, as always, helped on our journey down memory lane by the popular music of that year. Like this, from Bangles, Eternal Flame. Eternal Flame. The half year began by recording the hottest July day on record, with a temperature reading 42.7 degrees centigrade, or 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Previous highest temperature recorded was in 1973. But apart from the July heat, it was people who were making the news. Janet Vella of Burkakara and Gino Camilleri of Marsa represented Malta at the World Cup dance show held at the Roman Theatre in Tunis. Dr. Dino Vella of Burkakara returned from London having attended the 68th annual meeting of the British Association of Dermatologists. Mother of three, Julia Schwereb, was awarded the title Keep Fitter of the Year at the Marsa Sports Club annual festival. The title entitled her to the trophy, various gifts and a trip to London. Long-distance swimmer Nikki Farrugia left Malta to compete with 10 swimmers, in fact, yes, from five nations, in the 30-kilometre race at Lake Como, Italy, predicted to last between 8 and 11 hours. And 17-year-old violinist Carmina Lowry was awarded the Associated Board of the Royal School of Music's three-year scholarship in London, all fully paid. In other news, the 80-metre Soviet civil training vessel Tovarish, carrying 156 crew members, entered Grand Harbour on a two-day visit. water polo champions Neptune's Volta dominated their game with AEC Marsa Scala, beating them 16-1. A stolen Ford Transit van packed with tyres was recovered by police at the Marsa Industrial Estate. From the UK and spending a holiday on the island at Sleema's Marine Hotel with his wife was Jack Morris. In 1942, at just 15 years of age, Jack was the youngest crew member of Operation Pedestal, known locally as the Santa Maria Convoy, that saved Malta during the Second World War. And in Japan, internationally acclaimed Maltese soprano Miriam Gauchi was being enthusiastically described as a great hit for her part as Mimi in La Bohème. A hit of a different sort was being enjoyed by the Scottish rock band Deacon Blue. Their recording of Real Gone Kid was the band's first top 10 hit, reaching number 8 in the UK singles chart. Deacon Blue and Real Gone Kid. As August came to a close, Joseph Bonici and Joan Betsina began their 204-mile marathon, hoping to complete it in 6 days. Their goal was to raise money for the purchase of much-needed kidney machines for St. Luke's Hospital. At Zabar, hundreds of cyclists and motorcyclists took part in the traditional pilgrimage to mark the feast of Our Lady of Graces, patron saint of all cyclists. Water polo team Neptune's Volta, whose successes we reported earlier, beat Valletta 5-4 to win their 14th league championship. Malta's ever-demanding water supply needs, particularly in midsummer, suffered when the mains pipe feeding the Ta'ali Reservoir burst for the third time in a week, recording a drop of some 9 million gallons in 7 days. over 30 visiting American knights of the Sovereign Military Order of St. John attended Mass at the Oratory of St. John's Co-Cathedral. The Minibus Owners Association ended their strike in the hope of reaching agreement with the government and the unscheduled bus service. For the second year running, a Maltese amateur photographer was among the second prize winners in a worldwide competition. Pippa Zamit Kutaya's winning slide was of her red Mazda motor car at the Marsa Sports Club, surrounded by children playing in and around it. The highest recognition given by the International Foundation of Lions Clubs was bestowed posthumously upon Monsignor Michael Atzapardi for his dedication to the handicapped and to educating the Maltese community. In Greece, 10 countries competing for water polo's Mediterranean Cup saw the Maltese side suffering their fourth consecutive defeat at the hands of the Israeli team, 13-4. But in a different competition altogether, it was a first for Marsa when Josette Camilleri of Marsa won the Miss Malta Beauty Contest. She also won the competition for the best costume made with flowers and lace, a dress she will wear at the Miss World pageant in London. And lightning struck the lantern on the dome of the Basilica of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Valletta, causing damage estimated at 2,000 Malta lire. And so to our next musical item from the charts of 1988, which I am going to dedicate to a listener who took time out to write to me with his memories, triggered by programme 14 of my last series covering the ending of Malta's 179-year connection with Great Britain. Pablo Vassallo was just 9 years old in 1979, but recalls clearly the great emotion generated at the time and felt by both the Maltese and British communities alike. He remembered that the British Forces Broadcasting Service was listened to all the time in the run-up to March 31, 1979, and he remembered how sad his mother became as the date drew closer. Though at 9 years of age, he could not appreciate why he was aware that the emotion was affecting all the family. He told me that they recorded that final BFBS transmission, the one that I replayed as part of my program. Pablo's reminiscences were many, but this one I quote from his email as he wrote it. He said, "However, the tune that encapsulates that period for me, and which I've got fond memories of, is The Last Farewell, recorded by the Ship's Company and Royal Marines Band of HMS Ark Royal. It was played regularly by BFBS at the time. Besides being a beautiful tune, the words were so fitting to what was happening in Malta at the time." So in thanking Pablo for sharing his Malta memories with me, I dedicate this Rick Astley recording of 1988 to him, in appreciation.
We'll be right back.
He Wants to Dance with Me, written and performed there by Rick Astley, reaching number 6 in the 1988 UK charts. Recording another high achievement of former Maltese nationals now domiciled abroad, Joseph Camilleri, late of Hamroon, now a photographer in Toronto, Canada, was awarded his profession's highest honour, that of Craftsman of Photographic Arts Award for Photographic Achievement. And 53-year-old Charles Chuck Costa, formerly of Burkakara, was filed as a candidate for election as mayor of Detroit, USA. A 300-year-old fountain in Valletta, originally providing water for city residents, was back in working order following restoration by the Heritage Trust. Another recent restoration, that of the Kennedy Memorial at Salina, was the venue for a ceremony marking the 25th anniversary of the US President's assassination. Hundreds of people gathered at the Cathedral of Mdina for the funeral of former politician Miss Mabel Strickland. Born in Attard, January the 8th, 1899, she had lived all her life in Malta. And racing at Marsa was disrupted for 3 weeks when gushing rainwater wrought havoc with a recently renovated track. The year was drawing nearer to its close as a group called the Darling Buds were enjoying plenty of airplay for their 1988 release, Hit the Ground. The Darling Buds and Hit the Ground. As Christmas and all that surrounded approached, December's news was dominated by the countless special offers available to help in celebrating it. One of which was Christmas breakfast following attendance at midnight mass. Spinola's restaurant Sardinella were offering just that at 275 Malta Leary. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Company announced that this year's pantomime at the Manuel Theatre would be Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. The first prize in the lottery was predicted to be 60,000 Malta Lira. Two films advertised for Christmas viewing on Malta television were Brief Encounter, starring Celia Johnson and Trevor Howard, and Santa Claus the Movie. The tug and supply boat Sea Serve 3 left Malta to assist the 1,000-ton vessel Red Merlin in difficulties with a sick crew, 60 miles south of Filfla, ensuring that the true message of Christmas was not lost among all the commercialism surrounding it. The traditional live crib at Lea was open to public viewing, and an artistic mechanical crib was on display at Shaukia Parish Centre, Gozo. And Christmas was particularly special for one couple when former beauty queen Odette Baltzan, Miss Malta 1983, married James Ederoff of Aura at Mdina Cathedral. Bringing us to my last piece of popular music for 1988. After which I have a few thoughts on the question that some listeners have already been asking me as we approach our last programme next week. What, if anything, will follow? So, stay tuned. And now to the final musical piece. In programme 15, covering the first half of 1987, I featured the Irish group Enya and their recording of The Celts. And I'm featuring them again now because 1988 was clearly one of their most successful years, releasing no less than three singles, of which Orinoco Flow was probably one of their most recognisable and memorable. Enya and Orinoco Flow. Next week will be the last of the series, when I shall be reviewing 1989 as a complete year, and closing the decade. So there won't be much time then to answer that question, what, if anything, comes next? Well, as you will have heard me say on previous occasions, it won't be up to me. However, there is a more personal Malta memory story still to be told, of the years 1960 to 1963, when I myself lived and worked in Malta. The years, in fact, that preceded the 25 years, 1964 to 1989, of researched memories that have made up the 50 Malta Memories programmes that come to an end next week. A shorter series is possible, probably no more than seven or so programmes, following a very similar format, but a series of my own personal memories of life in Malta, 1960 to 1963. Memories of discovery, memories of the many Maltese friends I made of life working at the Ta'ali Air Base that once was, memories of well-known characters of the time, like Paolo the Turk, who sold his bread outside Tabraxia Cemetery at Saint-Maison, Peter the Potter at Rabat, and Miss Wilkinson and her typically English tea room in Imdina. And of course the countless personal memories of my life as chief announcer at the Floriana Studios of BFBS, and where I met my wife-to-be, that I could share with you in abundance, including, for example, a memorable interview I did with Benny Hill, and all linked by the popular music of those first 4 years of the 1960s. In summary, my own personal memories of Malta and of its people, events and music. As I've already said, it won't be up to me, but a little bit of listener lobbying might just help. That's it, folks, for another week. Samuel joins me in thanking you all for listening. Email contact is mikeroberts@firenet.ws. Until the next time, whether on 103.7 FM radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.